In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text, Matthew chapter 5, you may be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, blessed is the man whose identity does not depend on whoever wins the next election. Blessed is the man whose freedom lies in himself and not in what others say about him or do to him. Blessed is the man who does not curse even those who sin against him and whose anger does not get the best of him. Blessed is the man who lives even though he dies and whose death overcomes even the world. Blessed is Jesus, God made man, who is poor in spirit, for he took your sins and mine squarely upon his shoulders, who mourns for people as he stands outside Lazarus' tomb and knows for certain that this is not the way he created things to be. The last enemy, death, is wreaking its havoc at who weeps at the death of his friend Lazarus, who stands meekly before his accusers like a lamb led to the slaughter, and yet he opened not his mouth, who hungers and thirsts for your righteousness, so much so that he will not even come down from that cross because it would mean your death rather than your life, who is merciful and pure in heart all the way while praying, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do, who makes peace with God and man through the shedding of his own precious blood for those who persecute him for righteousness' sake. And he does all of this on the cross, and all that he does on that cross is for you. Blessed is Jesus. The Feast of All Saints' Day is a feast of Christ's victory for us. It is another chance for us to gather together and yet hear those merciful and loving words proclaimed from the cross, "It is finished," to Tetelestai. And again to hear those beautiful words from the empty tomb, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? I know whom you look for, this Jesus. He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while you were in Galilee that he must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day rise again from the dead." In essence, for you and I, that means we are now free. But free from what? And what exactly is finished? Our warfare? Our strife? Our divisions? Our weeping? Our sorrow? Our sadness? Even death itself? Yes, all of it ends here upon the cross where it is no more. But it sure does not seem that way. Sometimes, does it? It seems like the saints who have gone before us, who have departed this life in the faith, are there. And we are here. They in glory shine, we yet still feebly struggle. And there is a long way, it seems, between them and us. We've still got to put up with whatever policies come our way from D.C., we still have to put up with the diagnoses of illnesses that may, in fact, never go away. Cancer, heart attacks, Parkinson's, you name it, it's all around us. Yes, even death. We're still bombarded with anger. We still mourn the death of our loved ones. We still have broken friendships. We still experience the deep sorrow and loneliness of the death of our loved ones. Divorce still abounds. Kids who once were taught the truth of the faith, even your own, want nothing to do with Christ and his church. Life here is not easy. And it is a long way from what you and I might call blessed. The saints who have died are, and with Christ, they're the lucky ones who are finally free and who rest from their labors and the troubles of this life. So what good is All Saints' Day for us who still remain here in time today. Well, apart from Jesus, I will tell you this. There is no good at all. He is the blessed one. Any blessings to be had, they are found in Him and in Him alone. But see, herein lies the joy. Our Lord Jesus, He is never alone. He refuses to be alone. He binds Himself to us who are poor in spirit, broken by our sin, despairing of the diseases that we face. He binds Himself to the wounds of divorce, to victims, to we who are plagued by guilt, shame, loneliness. He binds Himself to us who mourn, to those who are at war, to the poor, to the hungry, and those who are even terrified of death itself. This feast of All Saints' Day is a feast of Christ and us, His bride, the church. And that includes each and every one of you who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the saints. You are the ones adorned in the robe of Christ's righteousness, the ones that have been dipped in His own blood and made holy by His own precious blood. And though here and now there is great tribulation, you are also the ones, some of the ones that St. John sees in Revelation and records for you. You and I are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. For you are with Christ. You belong to Jesus, the Lamb who sits on the throne, and He refuses to have that any other way. And I know that in the midst of a world of sin and death, that is hard to see. What we see isn't blessedness. Instead, it's aching backs, balding heads, thinning hair, wrinkles, marching ever closer to the grave, missed opportunities, moments of regret, things that we wish we could undo because we just didn't let the love of God have its way with us, and our love for others fail and grew cold. We hardly look like saints at all. And yet you are, for Christ has made you that way. You are in the book of Revelation. You have the palm branch in your hand like those who have gone before you in the faith, crying out, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." You are the ones who are gathered where Jesus is and have nothing to fear. So today, blessed are you, as the Beatitude says. You are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and against you there are all kinds of evils being uttered. But that is because you belong to Jesus. You are Christians. He has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light of His salvation. You are enemies in a foreign land. You are martyrs for the kingdom of God. Your work is hidden, and so is your reward. It's not something that you can see easily before your own two eyes, though you long for it, because you pray, and you don't seem to see any results, and yet you rely on the promises of our God all the same. You confess the truth, even though the world and sometimes your own family members don't listen to what you have to say about who Jesus is and what He has done for you. But it doesn't stop you, because you know who you are. You are baptized into His name most holy. You are a saint of the living God. You are a Christian. And what else would you be doing but singing the praises of Christ who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light of salvation? You fight against the flesh and it doesn't seem to work. You find yourself uttering the words of St. Paul, "Why is it the things that I don't want to do? That's what I keep on doing. Wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death?" And yet at the same time, you are grasping to and holding on to those precious words of absolution, the words of your Lord, "I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Here you are yet again, covered in the robe of my righteousness, washed in my own blood, and nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. You cling to the promise despite what your eyes see, knowing that in this world, yes, you will have trouble, but taking heart that Christ has overcome the world. He will never leave you. He will not forsake you. Not today, not tomorrow, not in the hour of your death. He is with you always to the very end of the age. And the work of your salvation, it is done. It is finished. All that Christ did for you on the cross is won victory and delivered to you here and now today in word and in sacrament. Dear saints of the living God, today we do not sorrow as those who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who now sleep, and we who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Today we rejoice and are glad, for we have Jesus here and now today. Veiled, hidden from our eyes in bread and wine, but he is here as he has promised. And he is here, and wherever he is, there is heaven. And so not only is he here, but all the saints who have gone before you in the faith. Today, extra loudly, you can hear those words proclaimed together with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven. And you can fill in your head not only the list of names in your bulletin, but the list of the faithful who have gone before you even beyond this last year and are today with Christ. Though the battle is long and marked by great suffering, nevertheless, Christ remains for you and with you. He has triumphed over all of our enemies, over sin, over death, over the devil himself. He is the blessed one, and he comes in mercy and love, overcoming Satan in all of his ways. He even stepped beyond enemy lines. That is, he was buried in the tomb only so that he could pull you out of the enemy's grasp and lines, only so he could take you by the hand and say, "Arise and come with me, my beautiful one, my bride." No more sorrow, no more mourning, no more death. The old order of things has passed away. The new have come, that you too may sing the praises of him with a palm branch in your hand. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, and that you too may laugh at your enemy. Oh, death, where is it? Where is your victory? Where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is exactly why we sing, "Had Christ, who once was slain, not burst his three-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But now has Christ arisen, arisen, arisen. But now has Christ arisen." Jesus wins. This is our joy. This is our hope. This is our life. And it is what leads us even here and now today in the midst of battle. This is what fuels the saints. This is what strengthens us for the fight for yet another day against sin and death and the devil himself. And when this eternal gospel is proclaimed in your ears, when the distant song of triumph rings loudly in your ears, well then, dear saints, then hearts are brave again and arms are strong. Alleluia, alleluia. Whatever this world throws at us, we fix our eyes upon Jesus, never losing sight of him, but rejoicing in the one who endured all things for us, despising the shame of the cross, and is now seated, resurrected from the dead, in glory and honor with the Father. We are the saints of the living God. He is the blessed one, and in him, you too are now blessed. From this time forth and forevermore. Amen.